This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Mr. President, do you know who sent the object?
Were you able to recover it yet?
Was it a balloon, Mr. President?
You're hearing reporters yelling questions at U.S. President Joe Biden after a U.S. F-22 fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Canada on Saturday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the shoot down on Twitter and said it took place over the Yukon Territory in the country's northwest. He said Canadian forces would recover and analyze the wreckage from the object. On Friday, President Biden ordered a shoot down of an unidentified flying object over sea ice near Dead Horse, Alaska. The U.S. military has said little so far about the recovery efforts. Last Saturday, a U.S. fighter jet brought down what the government called a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina. China's government has said it was a civilian research vessel. The United States has blacklisted six Chinese entities linked to Beijing's aerospace programs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's an economic blacklisting that will make it harder for the five companies and one research institute to obtain technology exports from the United States. It's in response to China's surveillance balloon that crossed U.S. airspace and was shot down last weekend. This punitive move is likely to further escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, sparked by the balloon incident. Officials in Washington maintain that balloon could detect and collect intelligence signals, although China says it was just a weather research device. Another aerial object shot down Friday off the coast of Alaska is still under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran is celebrating the 44th anniversary of its 1979